There are some commercials that are making the rounds out there, not on this station. I mean, here on the ticket, we all have to do our fair share of commercial duty, live spots and the like, recorded spots, whatever. But it is rare for us to be asked to perform that same service for our radio siblings here in this six-station cluster that we are in.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of spots to cut, and there's only so many voices that they can use.
Right.
They need help.
Mm-hmm.
So every now and then they'll come and ask one of us to do something, and I guess here recently there's been a run on them, and you guys have all been involved in this.
Yeah,
they don't ask us.
To a certain degree. No, I haven't had to do this. I mean, nobody wants my voice on anything anyway, so it's probably a gift.
But you're probably going to only do spots that people hire you to be their spokesperson for.
Exactly.
This is what we're talking about, is getting outside of the Park Place Volvos and Texas Land and Cattles.
Right.
And just doing it as a voice guy.
Right.
They're hiring you as a voice guy to read a spot.
Yes, they're not hiring you to be you.
So,
you are a generic voice guy.
Yes.
One of them, though, has been heard on the ticket, because I've heard this one quite a bit here recently, especially on the weekends, it seems like, when I'm listening to weekend programming. That's Danny doing...
Baylor Health.
Baylor Health for anal... For
colonoscopies.
Yeah. Anal?
Which is funny. Yeah. Hi, this is Danny for anal.
Mark.
But this came about as I just overheard, Keith... Keith Andrews, who does voiceovers for all the stations here, I overheard him. I was just walking down the hall, and he was like, he needed somebody to voice the second half of this Baylor spot. And I was just walking by, and I was like, well, I happen to do a little voice work on the side.
Mm-hmm.
And we cut it, and I'll be damned if they didn't say, okay, we like it. And now the thing airs all the time.
It's on the ticket now, too.
It's on the ticket all the time.
I think it's everywhere.
I thought it was just supposed to be over on, like, KSCS or something.
But this is Serious Danny.
Oh, my gosh.
It's the fourth most common cancer in America and the number one cause of death by cancer and non-smokers. It's colon cancer. Surprised? At Baylor Healthcare System, we want you to know how to prevent colon cancer. If you're 50 or older, get a colonoscopy. Regular screenings are the best way to lower your risk, and they can save your life. Take our online risk assessment at BaylorHealth.com/colon risk or call 1-800-4-BAYLOR to find a physician. Baylor Healthcare System. Oncology services applied to you.
Listen,
get your ass hung up on now, you idiot!
All the low-end phlegm that's going on back there, you know?
It's very sensitive microphones, Cobra.
Yeah.
Happens a lot.
So earnest.
Yeah, yes. You are.
So sincere.
Don't I sound like a nice man?
Do you have a colon?
Does your butt itch? Call me.
You really do. You sound nice.
I know.
Man, I really trust this guy doing these spots.
Don't I make you feel like you need to get your butt looked at?
I would love to get my butt looked at by your doctors at Baylor.
And you sound so knowledgeable in the field.
You really are. Are you a doctor?
Maybe.
I have such a new opinion of you.
Have you had your butt looked at?
No, man. I just suggest other people get theirs checked out.
Yeah, he's not into that. All right, so another one, though, and I haven't heard this yet, and I'm dying to hear it. So the Granada Theater is a big sponsor. And we also, not only do we run advertisements on each one of the six radio stations, depending on if you're listening to iHeartRadio or the stream, you'll hear different commercials there.
Right, there's a whole new set for that.
Yeah. And so Jake was asked to voice a couple of these spots for the Granada Theater. Now, why were you asked to do these?
I think because they're hip-hop acts. And I'm not sure if I'm supposed to say this or not, but the guy told me that they feel weird asking Donovan to do all the black stuff. And he was like, so we figure you're the closest thing voice-wise. He was like, just, and I swear this is what he said. He goes, just try to sound as urban as you can. I'm like, man.
Okay, so
I don't really know what that means.
Yeah,
so he comes up to you and says, look, we feel weird about having Donovan do all the black spots. So take a shot at this and just try to sound as urban as you can, right?
Yeah, so this is the first one I did. And then they came, in a minute we'll hear the second one. So this first one is for ADD. It's a local act.
Devin the Dude, live at the Granada.
Oh, wait, this one's Devin
Saturday,
the Dude. This one's good anyways, though.
Tickets are $20 in advance and $22 the day of the show.
Oh, what a job this is. Another all-nighter trying to get it done. Barely making home with the morning sun. Oh, what a job this is.
The Texas rapper Devin the Dude has been on the hip-hop scene since the early 90s. Devin makes his fans see the cultural dramedy of everyday living.
Drinking, yet I'm thinking of another rhyme. Smoking, hoping that some bad news will come some other time. Cause I'm trying to do what I love. I love what I do. This music is something.
Get your tickets now to see Devin the Dude live at the Granada Theater on Saturday, March 9th. There are more great shows coming soon to the Granada Theater, including Bob Schneider on March 30th, Cody Canada of Cross Canada.
Yeah, so you're
trying to be urban.
And Corey Morrow.
I don't hear any difference.
No,
I was expecting like Lou Rawls to be
I was too.
Visit GranadaTheater.com.
I find it funny
though, down by this.
That you're doing a Devin the Dude spot, and yet at the end you're like, "And come see Cody Canada." Like, there couldn't be any more different audiences than Devin the Dudes and Cody Canada.
Let's see if this other one has anything in it. But that's basically as urban as I'm comfortable sounding.
Man,
okay,
screw
so you
that.
Couldn't be like, "Yo,
what's up, bitch?
Come on, man."
I mean, come on.
Get like real baked and kind of have
CentralTrack.com presents the ADD Dive High Fly Low release party at the Granada Theater on Saturday, January 26th. Tickets start at $12.
King Blue just gave me a beat and he said, "Make sure that you rock it." About a year ago, Big Bro gave us a key to the city, said, here, lock this box.
The Dallas Observer's Best Hip Hop ADD, backed by Best DJ, DJ Sober, along with Brain Gang, Tunk, and Topic live at the Granada Theater.
DJ Sober.
ADD live at the Granada Theater. Their 2011
badass.
LP, When Pigs Fly, has earned them praise from national media outlets including XXL and Gorillaverse Bear. Pitchfork described the duo as the rapper and the poet, the spawn of UGK and Outkast. There are more great shows coming soon to the Granada Theater, including A Hard Night's Day on February 9th, The Old 97s on
Not
February
that bad.
21st,
no.
And Bob Schneider on March 2nd.
I expected...
To buy your tickets to the
I don't know. I was looking more Samuel Jackson than Samuel Clemens.
And I did a couple like that, and then listening back to it, I was like, there's no way.
You did do a couple of really urban ones?
Yeah.
Well, where are those?
Yeah, that's what we need to hear.
I wasn't cool with it. I didn't turn them in.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'd let you hear them if they had run them, but I listened back to it and was like, I'm going to get killed too bad for this.
Well,
and
I mean,
plus, it's kind of racist, so like, I'm not doing Franklin for the Granada spot.
Yeah.
Franklin.
Like, what if that's what they would have said?
Leave him out of this.
We need
Franklin.
We need more Franklin in your voice.
I'm hilarious. You need to bring those in. We need the Jake Z box set.
Yes.
If they ask me to do it again, I will black it up as hard as I can for you, just for you guys.
Okay, so today you guys were asked to cut a spot for somebody in New York.
Yes.
We have an old program, or a program director. He used to run 93.3.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, the great John Fox.
Fox with seven X's Foxy at the end of his name. He moved, which is not going to be outdone by the cat, nine T's at the end of his name. But Fox moved to New York, and he's running a country station up there?
Yep, he's running Nash.
Is that a Cumulus outfit?
Yeah.
It is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
So they have a boot store up there.
Yeah, it's called Boot Hideout.
Boot Hideout.
So this place, country music is very popular in Jersey and New York.
Yeah.
And there's Western wear stores that advertise on the Nash.
So he wanted someone down here with a legitimate country-esque accent,
yes.
You know, play it up a little bit,
mm-hmm.
to voice the spots for Boot World.
Boot Hideout. And who better to ask than Country Mike and Country Danny.
So did they tell you guys to ham it up? To be country?
They told us that was what they wanted. They were looking for somebody familiar with, you know, the boot thing and everything.
Yeah. So Mike volunteered. I couldn't believe it. He volunteered. He's like, "Hey, I'll give it a shot." So there he goes.
He loves Fox.
Yeah, that's what
it is. He and Fox were fast friends.
Yeah, I do love Fox.
So I'm expecting Mike to go in there and give me some old Grinky.
Yeah.
You know, give me some of that.
And did you?
Well, let's find out. Here's Mike with Boot Hideout.
Boot Hideout brings Western boots back to Paramus at 777 Route 17 and also the Hamilton Marketplace. Hamilton, New Jersey at exit 7A of the New Jersey Turnpike. Boot Hideout is a high-fashion boot and leather store that offers Luke Casey, Justin, Dan Post, Ariat, and Corral boots.
Where's the accent?
Much more. Boot Hideout is
sounds
the largest
like
Luke Casey dealer
I
on
sounded
the
more
Coast.
Urban than
Stop
you do country.
What are you doing?
Western boots by our expert staff at either Boot Hideout location.
I can hear a little bit.
777 Route 17 in Paramus. Or at the Hamilton Marketplace, exit 7A of the New Jersey Turnpike. Browse our web at boothideout.com. See our huge selection and great prices. Plus, there's no sales tax on boots in New Jersey. That's boothideout.com. Mention Nash FM and get a 10% discount.
It's a little twangy.
Yeah.
A little.
But you didn't sell it.
Well, no.
I mean, you're getting on Jake for not being urban enough? What the hell's going on with you?
Yeah, because we needed Sam Elliott.
Because that's his image. He tries to play that up. I don't.
But you can country it up with the best of them.
You can act?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I stopped down in the middle of this and said, man, I suck at this.
There's no sales tax on boots in New Jersey.
Good. Thank God.
And she made me finish anyway. Now, he took a whack at this, too.
Yeah, let's see if I got with the program a little bit more than Mike.
Boot Hideout brings Western boots back to Paramus at 777 Route 17 and also the Hamilton Marketplace. Hamilton, New Jersey at exit 7A off the New Jersey Turnpike. Boot Hideout is a high-fashion boot and leather store that offers Lucchese, Justin, Dan Post, Ariat, and Corral boots, and much more. Boot Hideout is the largest Lucchese dealer on the East Coast. Stop by and get fitted for a pair of handmade Western boots by our expert staff at either Boot Hideout location, 777 Route 17 in Paramus, or at the Hamilton Marketplace, exit 7A off the New Jersey Turnpike. Browse our web at boothideout.com and see our huge selection and great prices. Plus, there is no sales tax on boots in New Jersey.
Yay!
That's boothideout.com. Mention Nash FM and get a 10% discount.
God.
Boy, they'll love that.
Oh, crap. It makes me laugh so hard. And of course, Tara's going to fly in the freaking banjo bed underneath it.
Are they going to use that?
I'm sure they will.
They might. I hope so. That'd be so great to have your stupid voice in the New York market.
Oh, I know. God, who is this hick?
God, this guy is country.
Oh, I guarantee you they'll use it.
Boot Hideout.
Are they going to use that? Did they like that?
Oh, yeah?
They love Danny's? That's Tara back there who cut the spot.
Thanks, Tara. All right.
Okay, there.
I can't wait for those Boot Hideout checks to start rolling in the mailbox.
Start rolling in. God, I got $1,000 from Boot Hideout.
I'm embarrassed after hearing his.
Yes, both of you should be.
Poor effort.
Right. You have got to be more black.
Yeah.
And you.
Where is Country Mike when you really need him?
I know.
Grinky.
It's like a straight read you did.
Grinky.
I'll do better next time.
You better.
I promise.
All right. You let us down. You let America down.
And don't forget, there's no sales tax on boots in New Jersey.
What a funny copy point, man.
Just on boots.
Yeah, boots.
All right, 5:53 here on the ticket. The guy is just on fire right now and grinky. Saturday night, what can you say?